This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Pak H. Chow, the founder of WOW App Incorporated and WOW Sports. Pak is a serial entrepreneur and an advocate of empowering people worldwide. And coming to us from Hong Kong, it's Pak, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you, Eric, for having me. Great to be speaking with you today.
Great to be speaking with you as well. Thanks for your time. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with WOW Sports, give us an overview of this service.
No problem, Eric. WOW Sports is a social network competition platform. It's a platform where athletes around the world, sport lovers around the world, they can upload their best videos, they can upload their best trick, so then they can showcase their talents and compete with other people with the same passion. You know, obviously, a lot of people, for example, if you have a passion in basketball, see, you will connect with people also with the passion in basketball. And you want to see how you match up against them, how you match up against the rest of the world, against your friends and everyone like that. But also, you know, potentially very fun, but it's actually opening themselves up to a world of opportunities as well in the sports world. So in a nutshell, that's what WOW Sports is all about.
And what was the inspiration or the driving point that had you launch this app?
I think there is two parts of the story. If you ask this question, I think the inspirational personally is that I always wanted to do something. I've always wanted to create something. Could be a service, could be some kind of project that I always wanted to do. Always wanted to make an impact in the world, or big. And what I wanted to do, and at this point in my life, is I want to make a huge impact. And that kind of drive to make impact is why I started my first business at 17 while studying in the UK at high school. And I guess that's what drove me here. And that's the first part of the story. And the second part of the story, that I've noticed that I think everyone have this feeling, everyone every now and then, that a lot of people have talents. Everyone have talents and everyone have dreams, right? Especially if you think back to our college days or primary school days, we think that everyone wanted to be an athlete. If you're a boy, you wanted to be an athlete. You want to be Michael Jordan. You want to be this. You want to be that. A lot of people tend to give up when they grow up, and obviously they're faced with reality. They're faced with a kind of their parents telling them to get a real career or things like that. So obviously the world is unfair. Not everyone have the same kind of resources to see the dreams of, come through. But then I thought about it again, and I saw that a lot of people, they have the skills, or they have the drive, or they have the mindset or the desire to have the dreams, maybe athletically, maybe musically, maybe whatever that may be. They actually have a dream. A lot of people have a dream. I really want to do. Create, use the power of technology really to create a place people with the same passion, can connect with one another. They can keep the dreams alive, so then they can keep their motivation up. Because obviously, you know, I actually know a lot of these people personally. I'm sure you do as well. They love dancing, for example. There's one girl, she loves dancing. She go into her office. Now she's in the office shop. She doesn't dance anymore. She loses her motivation for dancing, and she doesn't do it anymore. And that actually happens a lot of times. I think, you know, people near our, and around us that we know and we don't know. But what I think is that we can use the power of technology so that we can help those people with the same passion, connect with one another, keep with one another, so that they can keep the motivation up. Actually, let's say they're very good on our platform or at WOW. You want to do actually is to connect those people, really, really talented people, organization that embrace the talent. So we may be talking about brands. We may be talking about academies, colleges, agencies, whatever that may be, that applies best to their prospective industry or interest. We want to connect those people. Now, obviously, when you think about it, organization benefit a whole lot because they get to, you know, find the people that they get to find. They get to find the next Michael Jordan to train. They get to, you know, have the next brand, you know, brand endorser. We benefit because obviously there's a lot of monetization models there. Most important is that our users, our very talented users on our platform, the most, because they actually, those people that are very serious about certain sports, they actually, you know, get to see the dreams come true. That is really about the inspiration behind launching this product and having the initiative to start this business on my side.
And I appreciate your sharing that in depth without a question. Now, as a young entrepreneur, what advice about business leadership do you think your fellow entrepreneurs should know?
Well, I think a lot of times, I mean, I think I know a lot, obviously, in this field. I've only been there for 2-3 years. Obviously, I've experienced a whole lot. And in this 2-3 years, it's been very, very dense in terms of problems. I think one of the most important thing, well, important advice, if I were to give any, to really, really be, don't take responsibility for our own actions and our business. And I guess look in the mirror a lot of times and self-evaluate what we're doing. I think a lot of times what people not to do is that they don't look at themselves enough. And obviously, what they look at is maybe the market, they look at the employees, they look at the team, they look at obviously a lot of other issues that really isn't, maybe it's not under control, or maybe it's not, you know, part of the things that they should focus on. And I think, obviously success is not guaranteed, I think, in this field. And what I think the most important thing should be is that we should all just look at ourselves and what we're doing and see how we can be doing better in that sense. I think, you know, obviously you can't blame the market. If the market doesn't like your product, you ought to change your product to serve the market. Obviously, if your team is not very committed, you want to empower them. You want to make sure that your team is committed. You know, obviously, if you say that, you know, you don't have the right team members, you should get the right team members. I think a lot of times, as a fellow entrepreneur or as a kind of a leader, business or organization, the important thing is that person has to have a sense of accountability he holds to himself or herself. I think that's kind of the most important thing, because once the lead takes that accountability, he or she can enforce that message over to that he or she works with. I think, you know, that's the most important thing.
Good stuff today coming to us from Hong Kong. We are speaking with Pak H. Chow, the founder of WOW App Incorporated and WOW Sports, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee, and summary crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Pat, concerning WOW Sports, what are some of the competitive advantages your service provides?
I think I look at the market and I try to position myself in the best way possible. See, with not huge amount of competition, so with maybe, you know, already similar established interest in things. We see that there are a lot of already great social media out there, giants, right? You talk about Facebook, you talk about Twitter, that dominated their market already. And what I want to do really is to really try to find my fit to the business world, to this, obviously, the platform world. And what I've really thought about was this. I think, you know, I had this exercise, obviously, back and forth with a few people, actually with a lot of people. I talked about this with a lot of people. I said, you know what? What is unique about us? So which we do it is that we do an exercise. If we think about social network, what do we think about? We think about Facebook. Do it if we think about blog, we think about Tumblr, for example. If we think about pictures, we think about Instagram. Think about competition. I asked a lot of people about this. They really don't have one established platform mine right now. They don't have that. So what I really try to do is to really have that feel that, I guess, you know, kind of fill in the blank. Blank in everybody's mental space right now. Which means that there is a huge amount of potential for us to do that, to try to fill that competition platform, that gap right there. And what we want to do is to be the platform that allows people to compete. So when you think about competition, about WOW. Obviously, there are also some other competitive advantages, but at the same time, when I think about the competition market, it really isn't that well established in that sense. So I tend to do is to look at what other services do kind of work well, work competitively with our product. It seems there is not a lot of competitors in the competition platform field. What I look at is, hey, how can we work with people in other fields? How can we work with people in the video, content, production? Work with people on social media like Facebook? How can we work with other people? So that we can integrate that all of the great tools that they have, push what we have to a bigger scale. And I think that's what I think we ought to do.
And finally, what are your long-term plans for WOW Sports? Touch on that if you would.
Well, I think I did say some in the beginning of the questions. I think we talked about how, you know, kind of the inspiration of it. I think right now, I think we're all very uncertain, especially our internal team. Sometimes we are very uncertain about kind of our current product or the next 2 months or something like this. But one of the things that kept us motivated the most, the core destination that we know we need to go to help people, empower people to pursue the talent, fulfill the dreams. I believe this of WOW Sports is only a starting point. And obviously for the next 13 months, what we want to do is to really try to talk to our users as much as we can, how we can serve them better. And we can try to find a product market fit in this competition platform. Obviously right now we're focusing on sports, but just really, really try to find a way in which to really engage our users and to get our users to love the service, love the product. And come back and be very loyal long term. We did talk about how we want to help them and connect them to organization that makes sense. So that's going to be the second stage for us, is where right now we want to build a platform that is fun and engaging for them to be on, for them to play, product market fit, that type of stuff. They actually get the intrinsic value in terms of having fun, in terms of being motivated long term. But at the same time, I mean, this is the first stage that is critical for our business. The second stage is going to is about kind of strategizing how we can push them towards our goal. Now, you to that space, how can you push you even further, even achieving some of your dreams that you, some of the fantasies that you thought about? Can we, you know, work with organizations, maybe arrange a tournament for you to play at, so then you could maybe, as almost like a qualifier, to maybe, if you win this tournament virtually, online space, actually participate in the real tournament to win real prizes, or maybe to get into that professional field. And that's one of the things that we are thinking about, obviously, in terms of long-term. But those are just ideas that I think we are throwing around. I think the most important thing to know, what we want to do is to, after we find the product market fit, to do whatever we can to drive our users and drive the market more towards to filling talents, fulfilling the dreams, and pursuing people's talents. There's a lot of people, not just sports, to be honest. I think a lot of, you know, you got music, you got theater, you got all sorts of arts as well. I mean, those are the things that people also have talent in. And they also have their vision of where they want to be and their dreams and their fantasies. And I think using sports as a starting point, kind of strategically, we think that's the best move. But at the same, because obviously the other field, for example, music, they overcrowded with a lot of other products as well. We believe that sports is, but at the same time, best strategy move, but at the same time, it's still a strategy move. But that means that those things can change. And we can have great ideas, but those things are subject to change. Only one thing that's not subject to change is that we want to empower people to really keep pursuing their talents and fulfilling their dreams one day. And I believe that's, go back to part of the inspirational question, is what drives me to wake up every morning to do this. Is I think it's that I can do my part and minimal part to really make the maximum impact for the most amount of people, and that's what I really inspire to do.
Well, Pag, we certainly do appreciate your time, and congratulations on the creation of this app. Where can listeners get information and all the details, and even pick up the app, the WOW Sports app?
So you could just go to wowsports.io for more information about our product and our vision, and everything will be right there. Obviously, if you want to download the app straight from your mobile phone, it's going to be search. You want to search WOW Sports, and it will show up right at the top. And we have a very, very flamey logo. So it's very easy to recognize. It's a flamey face. People would be it's a very, very intriguing face. I can't. Competitive, and that's what you should watch out for if you're interested in this product.
Once again, Pac, we certainly appreciate your joining us from Hong Kong this evening. Continued success, and look forward to the opportunity of having you back with us with an update on the latest right here on Enterprise Radio. Again, have a great rest of your evening.
I really appreciate it, and thank you all, and I'll speak to you soon.
And that sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with Pac H. Chow, the founder of WOW App Inc. and WOW Sports. And for more information and to download this app, simply visit wowsport.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.